This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It's March 10th. And on this date in 1849, future President Abraham Lincoln became the first and only to hold that office to apply for a patent. It was for a device that could lift a boat over obstructions. Lincoln showed a liking to mechanical things at an early age, noticed by his lawyer friend Henry Whitney, who said, quote, "While we were traveling in anti-railway days on the circuit and would stop at a farmhouse for dinner, Lincoln would improve the leisure in hunting up some farm implement, machine or tool, and he would carefully examine all over, first generally, then critically," end quote. In 1848, on his way home to Illinois, his boat was stranded on a sandbar, and while waiting for the problem to be solved, it got him thinking. And eventually, he made a scale model of his idea to send to Washington along with the application. On that form, he wrote, quote, in part, "Be it be known that I, Abraham Lincoln of Springfield in the county of Sangamon in the state of Illinois, have invented a new and improved manner of combining adjustable buoyant air chambers with a steamboat or other vessel for the purpose of enabling their draught of water to be readily lessened to enable them to pass over bars or through shallow water without discharging their cargoes," end quote. After he was awarded the patent, nothing came of it, and though it was never manufactured, he did get a chance to show off that model to his son Robert Todd at the old patent office building. Today, you can see a replica of it at the Smithsonian. And that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow in today's history.